Romanticism, the Age and Its Art, Part 1. The first part of the 18th century had radiated with intellect and optimism. Educated men had faith in the power of reason. But as the century wore on, reason proved not enough. Man's eyes, ears, and imagination told him that there was a side to life beyond the intellect and reason. Reason did not explain his longings or his passions, his dreams or his nightmares. During the enlightened 18th century, reason gradually gave way to the passions and frenzy of emotion. Dreams of reason beget monsters. By the end of the 18th century, out of the Enlightenment, Romanticism was born. The Romantic Age was a time of turbulent emotions. Men were fascinated by the fantastic and the sublime. They yearned for the distant past and distant lands. Even in religious scenes, the calm reason of earlier periods gave way to frenzied emotion. Here we see Christ and his disciples on the Sea of Galilee. Reason gave way to storm and stress. It gave way to a strong sense of the mysterious and the power of the imagination. Above all, Romanticism was the overflow of emotions. Even madmen became subjects of portraiture. The political ideals of the Enlightenment had been unity and indivisibility, liberty, equality, and fraternity. By the late 18th century, these ideals stirred men to an emotional fervor. It drove them to action. First, political action. Then, physical action. And finally, on July 14th, 1789, an angry mob stormed the Bastille. This was revolution. This was Romanticism in action. With the French Revolution and the downfall of the aristocracy, the common man emerged. With the downfall of the aristocracy, nations emerged with patriotic fervor. Here is a detail from Liberty Leading the People, by Delacroix. Liberty is represented as a Roman goddess. Violence. The people stormed the barricades in the streets, and Delacroix used a violent technique. His paint flows with passion across the canvas. His very style was emotional, impassioned, and romantic. A child of the French Revolution, Napoleon proclaimed himself savior of the ideals of the Revolution and of France. He was the romantic hero, brilliant and bold, brooding, temperamental. Precocious and misunderstood by the world, he tried to save. Here he fearlessly touches a man consumed by the plague, much as Christ laid healing hands upon the lepers. But the stormy young general soon displayed imperial ambitions. His official court painter, Jacques-Louis David, painted this immense coronation scene. Now the emperor, Napoleon is himself placing the crown upon the head of his empress, Josephine. The ideals of the French Republic were quickly exchanged for those of the court of the new Napoleonic Empire. Napoleon soon plunged Europe into a bloodbath, which washed away many of the constructive consequences of the French Revolution. His Spanish conquests were recorded by the painter Goya. Here we see the horror and hopelessness as a faceless firing squad shot down patriotic Spanish citizens. In the arts, as in the times, the emotion-laden romantic spirit was in full force. Just as political revolution was an expression of romanticism, so in a sense was the Industrial Revolution. The new growth of industry stemmed originally from the scientific interests of the Enlightenment, but it was further fertilized by a profound faith in progress on the part of the Romantics. Scientific experiments were converted into spooky melodrama by the Romantic artists. Benjamin Franklin discovering electricity, for example. An early experiment in flying. Or the excavation of a prehistoric monster. During the 19th century, industrial developments spread their smoking chimneys across the face of every nation. This was melodrama of a more serious kind, frequently dramatized by the romantic artist. For although a few men benefited from this new wealth, to many, industry brought slums and suffering. To many of the Romantics, the Industrial Revolution defiled the beauties of the natural landscape. With more optimism, the British painter Turner integrated aspects of the new technology into his Romantic art. A locomotive hurtles across a bridge in the swirling mist of a rainstorm. Because of its mood of melancholy, this Turner painting is particularly romantic. The fighting Temeraire, towed to her last resting place, contrasts the old with the new. The man of war from an earlier and more romantic era is being towed to her destruction by a symbol of the new age, a small black tugboat belching smoke. Both the industrial and political revolutions created a crowded urban environment, which caused the poets to say, "The world is too much with us." From such a world, they escaped into nature. Many men, such as Thoreau in America, longed for the simple rustic life. There, among the pastoral beauties of nature, they could escape all revolutions, political and industrial. The poets who wandered lonely as a cloud communed with the wisdom of nature, which was for them far greater than the book learning of the Enlightenment. Said Wordsworth, "Enough of science and of art. Close up those barren leaves, meaning books. And elsewhere he wrote, books, 'tis a dull and endless strife. Come, hear the woodland linnet, how sweet his music. On my life, there's more of wisdom in it. For the romantic poet or artist alone in nature, it was not the intellect which mattered. The important things were feelings and emotions. Wordsworth defined poetry as the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. And emotion recollected in tranquility. That same sense of nature, which seems to overwhelm mere man, fills Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. Listen as you look at these romantic landscapes. Do you sense the painter's emotional response to nature? The spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings to which Wordsworth referred?